Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, time for the Friday bonus. We've been talking about some tough stuff all week on the show, a lot about addiction and inner turmoil. So we wanted to end the week with a simple but powerful tool for depersonalizing any struggles you might be contending with right now. The tool comes in the form of a meditation from Joseph Goldstein, the one and only Joseph Goldstein. And I'm sure many of you know who he is, one of the pioneers who helped bring meditation to the West, and somebody I've worked with closely for a long time. And in this meditation, Joseph's going to talk you through a subtle sort of linguistic mental shift that could make a huge difference. If that doesn't make any sense, I promise it will in a minute. Here's Joseph.
Hello, this is Joseph. In this meditation, we'll investigate the feeling of I am. Although it's a quick move, seeing the deeply conditioned habit of am dissolving into is reveals the possibility of freedom from I. It's simple but subtle, so it will need an interested exploration. Become aware of whatever your physical activity is at this moment. It might be, I'm walking. I'm rushing. I'm lounging in the sun. Since I am is the default setting of our conditioning, almost any time you look for it, it will be there. It can arise with some other mental activity. I'm thinking, I'm planning, I'm worrying, I'm enjoying. Or it can arise with some mood or emotion. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm anxious, I'm peaceful, I'm relaxed. Relax into mindfulness of whatever activity you're now doing. Emphasize recognizing what the feeling of I am is like in the experience. Then, in the moment of feeling I am, make the mental move to there is. There is walking. There is thinking. There is eating. Continue practicing on your own, going from am to is. I'm walking. There is walking. I'm thinking. There is thinking. I'm happy. There is happiness. And as you continue your activity, simply notice when the felt sense of I am re-emerges. Over time, you can make your own list of when you experience the sense of I am-ness. Maybe it starts with just a general felt sense of am-ness, some felt sense of the I being there, and then afterwards seeing what the particular activity is. This will end the guided meditation, and you can practice this exercise many times during the day. Thank you for your practice. See you next time.
Thank you to Joseph. One last thing before we go. We would really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to help our team by filling out a survey about your experience with this podcast. We care a lot about the show and about you, our listeners, so we're always looking for ways to improve. Please go to 10percent.com/survey, 10percent.com/survey to do us a solid. Thank you for that. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode. This is a really good one with the man who directed some of the best movies in recent years, Up, Inside Out, and the recently released Soul. His name is Pete Docter. And as you probably will not be surprised to hear, he uses meditation and other spiritual tools as part of his creativity. That's coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.